What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of That's BS with the Mac. I'm B.
I'm Mackenzie.
I'm Steven.
Ah, you got in for Steve. That's awesome.
I'm not, I'm trying to get everything prepared, trying to get all the questions down that I just wrote, so, I'm not
American. Yeah, we'll see.
Oh,
okay. I'm not American. No, but this is Sunday, so it's trivia day. It's Star Trek, as Mackenzie says it, the Kelvin timeline, which is awesome because I didn't want to watch all those movies.
Yeah, it's these movies are great.
Oh,
all of them are great.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I forgot how good the newer ones were. Like, I haven't watched them in a while, so yeah. That's what's awesome about doing the trivia now is you get to watch the rewatch movies that you know.
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's hard to think of some questions, man. It's tough, yeah. But we'll see how it goes,
We'll see.
I do love these ones, but I love Next Gen with Patrick Stewart.
Those are good. Next Gen is good. The original one? No. Next Gen is good.
The original ones were made in the 70s and 80s.
Don't care. So, B, are we coming to win from last week in Lord of the Rings?
The reigning champ.
Okay, we can call it that.
Yes.
You're
1-0. I'm 1-0, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How are you feeling about this the Star Trek one?
A little, I feel a little bit better than the Lord of the Rings.
What's crazy is, what's cool about this is everybody is going to be making up their own questions. So you don't know what people's mindsets are.
You don't know what to expect.
And you don't know my question is going to be different than Mackenzie's.
Yeah.
Even if I had Lord of the Rings, it would have been different than Mackenzie's.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's all just depends on the question writing. I watched all three movies, so we'll see how.
What I retain. We'll see.
What about you, Mackenzie? How are you feeling?
I feel confident, but
this is your slice. This is not slice. This is your category you pick.
Yeah, you should beat me, Mackenzie.
I mean, I'm confident, but then I'm not very good with tests, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, are you guys ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
We're gonna do the 10-10-10. So the 10 from first, 10 from second, 10 from third.
Okay.
We're gonna do this a little bit differently here.
Oh God.
We want to go reverse.
Ooh.
3-2-1.
Okay.
Oh no.
So we're gonna go beyond darkness, into darkness, and then regular Star Trek.
Interesting.
I'm just kidding. We're gonna do 1-2.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I'm like, that's a weird way to do it, but you're the judge. Do whatever you want.
So we're gonna do 10-10-10.
All right.
Are you guys ready for the first Star Trek 2009?
I mean, let's rock, I guess.
All right.
So I'm guessing the first question is not gonna be what was the year?
What year? I'm just kidding.
I'm about to say he just told us.
Number one. Who plays Nero? I'm gonna do differently. We usually have a countdown. We just don't see whoever's done. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All
right, B.
Eric Bana.
Correct.
Mackenzie? Eric Bana.
Correct.
Yeah. So and I did not know that. And when I was watching, I was like,
"Oh, really?
Oh, yeah." I was watching that. I looked at the cast list. I was like, "That was Eric Bana." All
right. Here's another one. Who plays George Kirk? But yeah, me and Mackenzie recently watched this about a month ago, right? These new ones.
Yeah.
So it was nice going back to it again.
Yeah, I made him watch all of them.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Mackenzie?
Chris Hemsworth.
Correct.
Thor. Chris Hemsworth.
Correct. Good job, guys. All right, question number three. You're off the 2-2 start. What kind of Romulan ship is Nero captain? Looks like B's a little stumped here. He's a phantom.
I mean, I don't know.
So we're gonna be guys. He's a phantom. Are you ready?
Go with her first.
No, are you ready? I mean, we can have more time.
I don't. This is not. I'm not gonna get it.
All right, Mackenzie.
A mining ship.
Correct.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
No.
What was your answer?
Yeah, what was your answer?
I didn't write anything.
Okay. All right. Question number four. Uh-huh. How does the Romulans destroy Vulcan? All I want to say Robin, but I would say Nero and his crew. How do they destroy Vulcan? All right, McKenzie's done, waiting on B, whenever he's ready. You gotta be too specific. All right, he's writing a book over there. You want to see what he writes? Whoa. I have a few words down. All right, B, we're going with you first.
They mined to the center of the planet and dropped red matter to create black hole.
Okay, I was looking for red matter. That's what I was looking for. Oh,
interesting.
Yep, I said drill the hole in to the core and use red matter.
Red matter was all I was looking for, guys. Interesting. All right, number five. Nero seeks information on the Federation defenses and communications, like the systems, whatever. When Pike refuses to talk, what does Nero do to him?
How specific do you need?
Not just what. Not specific.
Okay.
So. I'm not looking for like specific like thing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about, but it's not that deep. All right, McKenzie.
He uses a centurion slug to make him tell the truth.
I was looking for slug in mouth. Okay. That was correct. Me?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said put bug down his throat to make him talk.
Correct.
She knew the exact thing was called. I didn't know what it's called.
I'm not looking that specific now. I'm just looking for bug / slug in mouth. That's all I put on right here. All right. Number six. Kirk is trying to prove that Spock is not in control of his emotions to be captain. What does he say to Spock to make him crack? So far, the score is 4 to B and 5 to McKenzie. McKenzie has not missed a question yet. B has missed one.
That one was a hard one, though. I have to think for a second.
Everyone's ready. We'll start with B first.
You just lost your mom and planet.
Yes, I'll accept that. I put accuses Spock that he never loved his mother.
Yeah, tells him that he never loved his mother.
But I'll take that. Lost his mom and planet. All right, number seven. After Vulcan gets destroyed, what planet is Nero's next target?
No, yeah, maybe.
All right, McKenzie.
Earth.
Correct. B.
Welcome to Earth.
There it is. Good job, guys. I'm doing great. All right, number eight. Who tells Kirk that him and Spock will be great friends? McKenzie's like, bam! And again, McKenzie has not missed a question yet.
Oh.
B's only missed number three. He's only missed one. So far, it is 6-7.
I think this is Callie's.
All right, we'll go with B first.
Prime Spock?
Yes.
Spock Prime.
Correct. Good job, guys. B pulled it out there.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, and I was like.
You would have probably just accepted Spock, though. Right?
I put older Spock. That's all I
mean. Yeah, he's considered Spock Prime.
Okay. What color? This is question number nine.
Okay.
What color is Uhura's roommate?
Oh, we're going colors now. Oh, no.
All right, McKenzie?
Green.
Correct. B.
Green.
Correct, guys. All right. Final question for movie number one. Who does Kurt meet at the Federation outpost on Delta Vega?
Hmm.
And I apologize, guys, for Miko's eating. He's kind of hungry.
He's going ham, you know. It's so, just eating time.
You'll have to excuse us on this one for Miko's eating.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Who does Kirk meet at the Federation outpost on Delta Vega? And again, guys, not only Miko's drinking his water, so I apologize for if you hear him drinking water. You know, we should have moved it before we started doing this, but who knew that he was going to get thirsty the exact time we started doing this trivia match? He's still going. All right, we'll start with BJ first.
Montgomery Scott.
Correct. Scotty is correct.
Montgomery Scott. Boom. Scotty.
All right, and that's the first movie, guys. After 10 questions, Mackenzie's in the lead with nothing. She's had to admit none.
Wow.
10-9 after the first 10. Okay, guys, what do you guys think about the first round so far, man?
That was good.
I think I knew most like the first movie. I think I was going to do the best. So that one question I missed, I didn't even know. I was like, wow, I don't even know the name of this shit. I knew what it did. Like, cause right when I wrote it, I was like, okay, yeah, mining ship, because they literally were mining the planet there.
Yeah,
but yeah, I thought it pretty good.
You guys ready for In the Darkness?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You ready, B?
Yeah.
Mackenzie?
Yep.
All right. Question one: what alias does Khan use?
Like the name?
Yes. The alias.
I didn't know if you meant, like, if you, like, what type of rule, like...
No, his name.
Okay.
Oh, my God, this is not right. And I watched this one tonight, but yeah.
That's you guys ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie?
John Harrison.
Correct.
Oh, I wasn't sure if his last name was Harrison.
John Harrison, correct, guys.
Oh,
there we go.
Man.
Wow, nice.
Ooh, I did not know that.
All right. Question number two. Who plays Khan? Mackenzie.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Correct. B.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Correct, guys. 2-2 so far this round. Or... number two. All right. Question number three. During an emergency meeting with all senior officers, who did Khan end up killing? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. And Pike?
Correct.
Admiral Pike.
Admiral Pike.
Don't matter. Pike, that's all I was looking for. He was
because technically he was captain. Captain.
He didn't become. He was admiral, but then they gave him back the ship after they. After Chris Pike's character, he was still considered Admiral Pike.
In the meeting, they gave him the ship already because remember in that meeting that's why Chris Pine was there. He was first officer,
but he was still considered admiral at the time.
Well,
admiral.
I was looking for Pike, guys. Yeah. Okay, question number four. Who replaces Scotty as chief engineer?
You need his character name?
Yes.
I don't want to spell it.
No matter.
Who like that?
All right, Mackenzie?
Chekhov.
Correct, B.
Chekhov.
Correct.
He's like, Chekhov, put on a red shirt.
All right, question number five. How many torpedoes was set to launch? Nothing.
You wrote that quick as hell, Mackenzie.
72.
Correct.
72.
Correct. Good job, guys. All right. Question number six. What do they find inside of torpedoes? And so far, guys, Mackenzie has not missed a question yet. PJ missed the first one. Okay, we're both set. B.
Khan's crew.
Yeah.
A frozen man.
Yeah. I was just looking for people. That's all I was looking for.
He's not very specific on, like,
his... I mean, it's the same, yeah.
All right. Question number 7, guys. What Starfleet warship is commanded by Admiral Marcus?
Oh, my God.
Like, the name of the ship, you said?
Yeah. You guys ready? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mackenzie.
USS Vengeance.
Correct. Me.
Yeah, USS Vengeance.
Good job, guys. I was going to stump somebody with that one, but I guess not. All right. Who plays Admiral Marcus's daughter, Carol?
Oh, fudge. I don't know the name.
I know what she plays in. You stumped us on this one, Steve. Maybe. I'm shooting. Hold on.
All right, with this one, you did a 30-second timer. Guys, I might have stumped them both.
Carol Marcus.
This could be Mackenzie's first miss of the trivia match. Wow. We're going to start off with a 10-second countdown. 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing for both, guys. What was the answer was Alice Eve.
Oh, I would never have gotten that. I know, she's played it. I can name the movie she's played in, but I don't know their name.
I don't know.
All right, question number 9 in the Star Trek in the Darkness. Who kills Admiral Marcus? Mackenzie.
Con, he crushes his skull.
Yes, B.
God, Con.
Yes, correct. All right. Final question, movie number 2, In the Darkness. How does Kirk come back to life?
Yeah, drinking that water, Nico.
Man, he's thirsty. He's a thirsty man. He's still going. You believe that? Yeah, he's been doing this since we've been starting this video. It's like...
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. It's like, right when we sat down at the start, he's like, you know what? Now I'm thirsty. Now I'm hungry. you know, then he's like, I'm done now. Then all of a sudden, he just goes right back to it. Guys, ready?
Yeah.
B.
Bones uses Khan's blood to save Kirk.
Okay, I just wanted Khan's blood.
Oh.
Khan's blood.
Yep. All right, guys. So after... the first 2 movies, the score is Mackenzie with 19 and BJ was 18.
It's a barn burner, man.
18 to 19.
Mining ship's going to kill me.
All right. So far, guys, what do you guys think? We're almost done. Do you believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Doing well.
You guys, happy with my questions so far?
Good questions.
Yeah, they're good.
Good questions. Mackenzie's kicking my ass.
I mean, I wouldn't say kicking your ass. I would just say that you missed one.
Yeah,
one
I know. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know.
I mean, this isn't the category after all.
I know.
All right, so we're into Beyond. Are you guys ready for the final 10 questions?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Number 1, who plays Crawl? You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie.
I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it Idris Elba?
Yes.
Idris Elba.
Correct, guys. 1-1 so far. What is Crawl's real name?
I actually don't know if I know to remember this one.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know either. You need first and last?
If you can. I mean, yeah. I have first and last right here.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Got it?
Yep.
What's up with B?
Balthazar Edison.
Correct.
I just had Edison.
Okay.
Are you going to accept it? Or you don't have to accept if you don't want to.
I can't accept it because we put Balthazar.
Okay, that's
what
fine.
What do you think, B?
Huh?
What do you think?
Don't accept it! No, she had Edison, though. So.
Yeah, I'll accept it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll accept it.
Okay.
That's going to make me lose. No, I'm just going to let's go.
I mean, she had Addison Reed. Yeah. There were some questions in there that you had.
Exactly.
All right. Finish the quote. Fear of death is blank.
Fear of death.
Did you guys, we are still here, the quietness to cut with a knife.
I don't know.
It's the tension. The tension is intense. Fear of death is what?
I honestly don't know.
All right, we'll start with McKenzie.
It's just the beginning? I don't know.
No.
I put good.
No, illogical.
Interesting.
Said by Spock.
That makes sense now that you said illogical. All
right. What actress plays Jayla?
I know what she's played in. I have no idea.
We're going to do 10 seconds for B. 10, 9, 8, 7, you don't know nothing, B?
No.
All I got is she played in the 2017 The Mummy. That's all I got.
All right, you guys both got it wrong. It was Sophia Boutella. All right, next question. Name the Beastie Boys song that was in the trailer / that was in the movie when they were trying to escape the whoever they were. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
B.
Sabotage.
Correct.
Sabotage.
Correct, guys. We're back on track now. All right. Next question. Who said this quote? We will find hope in the impossible. Yeah, we got 5 questions left. After this one, we have 4 questions left. All right, you guys ready? McKenzie.
Kirk?
No, B.
Yeah, I thought it was Kirk too.
It was Spock. Could have been B's one to catch up. All right. Next one. What star base does the Enterprise go to in the beginning of the film? BJ,
no. No, no.
Y'all have not, no. McKenzie?
Yorktown.
Correct. All right, 3 more questions left. Krall was a captain of what Starfleet vessel? McKenna's just like freaking like.
Yeah, I know. She knows everything.
Except for actors and actresses.
All right, what door would be there?
Franklin.
Yes.
USS Franklin.
Nice job, B. Two more questions left. Who wrote Star Trek Beyond? Got one more question left after this one. So far, it's been a good match so far. This last one, a lot more misses.
Yeah. That's good, though.
Good.
All right, Mackenzie.
Simon Pegg, who plays Scotty.
Correct.
Simon Pegg.
Correct, guys. All right. Final question. What year did Star Trek Beyond come out? Because it's already done. All right, we'll start with Mackenzie.
2016.
Correct. Read it.
2016.
Correct. All right. Now, that is it, guys. But what's the final score of? Let's see. B finished with 24 points. Wow, crushed it.
Yeah, that was good.
Mackenzie finished with... No, B finished with 25 points. No, 24. I'm sorry. And Mackenzie finished with 26 or 25, if you want to count that one. But Mackenzie missed 4, B missed 6. What a great match. I mean, whoa. You guys crushed it.
Yeah.
Thoughts, B?
Yeah. It was a good match.
Are you okay, B?
A good match. The Balfour thing threw me off, man.
What do you mean?
That I had to think about for a little bit. That question, freaking, I was like, what the hell is his name? And I was like, I finally figured his name out. I'm like, damn. It took me forever to figure that name out. But it was a good match.
Yeah, I mean, it was a barn burner. It was pretty much 1 point behind all the way. So, the one that you missed, that B missed, Yorktown.
It's only mentioned like once, though. Like at the beginning.
Yeah, it's at the beginning.
Yeah.
All right, so, guys, that's Star Trek, Mackenzie. Is going to be staying, which means that me and Mackenzie will be facing off next week.
Yeah.
B's going to be the one writing the questions.
Yes, sir.
B, thoughts on that?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have the wheel already up? Or?
No, I don't have the wheel made yet. Because it keeps getting deleted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let me try to get this wheel up again. All right. I finally got the wheel up and running.
Let's say all the movies first, just for a recap.
All right, yeah, we'll recap the wheel here. All right, so we got on the wheel, we got Face Off.
Yes.
We got The Jacket.
Oh, yeah.
We got the Toy Story franchise and the Men in Black franchise, which is Steve's category.
That's mine.
And then we got the Underworld franchise, Lethal Weapon 1 through 4, Beetlejuice, and Secret Garden.
Which is mine.
Yeah, you already know that's not mine. It's Secret Garden. Well, that lands on that. I got to write questions for that. I'm going to shoot myself.
Have you ever watched Secret Garden? It's a great kids movie.
All right.
You got to write 3 questions on Secret Garden.
I don't know. She's like praying it lands. If it lands on another one of Mackenzie's things, we're going to go collusion. Here. All right. And then I got Lucky Number 11. Saw franchise, Scream franchise, and Liar Liar.
It's all about the wheel, man.
If the wheel lands on Secret Garden or Scream, I will stab myself in the throat.
It's fate.
So is it one spin and that's it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do, you want me to just do 2 prime spins?
That's fine.
And then
that's up to you.
Well, we're gonna do two prime spins. I just made the wheel. Two prime spins, and the third spin will be legit.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's spin one.
I don't want to look at it.
I don't want to look at it either. Well, I mean, I got to look at it. Just, so. All right. Spin
two. Damn, that was mine.
Well, I mean, this is prime, Steve. There's McKenzie's.
All right.
All right, so this is the real one. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, here it is.
No.
Scream! Scream franchise.
It was free. It was great.
Hey, at least you can write the questions on me.
All I gotta say is, make sure you guys watch these movies.
Is it is number six involved too?
Well, I mean, it's in theaters, so technically I can't write questions on it unless I'm going in the, you know, no, this is only the first five. Because six isn't on DVD yet. So,
how you feel, B?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool to write questions about it. That's something different than actually answering it. But I know that I would win this category if I was.
Oh no!
Oh, I know 100%. Don't you try to play it off now that I can't play.
I don't know.
Oh, I know. I know. But yeah, it'd be interesting to write questions about it.
What's gonna be your new category then?
Oh yeah, I gotta do another franchise.
No more Scream, man.
Yeah.
Scream's gone. Nada.
Until six comes out, then I'll put it back on the wheel.
You don't even want to invite the questions again?
I hope not. Bad Boys.
I've never seen that, so that'd be good.
We're doing another franchise, you know? Like, can we just do these, like, a single one-off?
Fate
movie?
Decided.
Okay.
It's the wheel, man. It's the wheel.
Hey, I love Scream, though. So.
Yeah, Scream's awesome.
Fuck.
God, why did you do this to me, Will? Why? Ah, Yorktown. Ah, mining ship. Ah.
Ah, Spock.
Ah. Ah. I know if I were
to. Illogical.
I know if I was. Oh, God. Ah, Spock and his fucking words. Ah. Steve had no questions about Bones. Why?
What do you mean?
He had no questions about McCoy.
Oh, sorry.
It hurt my feelings.
I didn't have no question about Sulu either.
Yeah, no question about Sulu. I was waiting for the fencing question.
Oh, yeah?
I was waiting for it. I was like, he's going to say something about that, you know?
Oh, no, I worked really hard. Not only did I watch the movies, I went on to Google. I did trivia questions. Oh,
I know. You killed it, I know.
But you didn't know Alice Eve, though, babe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
You know Alice Eve? You didn't know
Sophia
Boutella?
Yeah, I didn't. Sorry.
Yeah, that hurts even more too because that's the Sophia Boutella is like the one name that I was like trying to like remember on IMDb and I couldn't. Every time I try to like think, okay, who the hell was that again? And I knew it was gonna come up. I was like, she's gonna end up writing about it. The one person that I don't know, and Steve wrote it. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
You didn't know Alice Eve either.
No one knows Alice Eve. Everyone knows what she plays in, but. Yeah, so hey, gonna be interesting, man. I already got the questions wrote up, so
really,
yep.
No,
yeah, I wrote screen questions before for different matches.
Is it tough ones?
Oh, they're tough ones.
Bring it on.
Let's do it now. Let's
go. No.
Do you want to? We can.
No, she has to watch them.
We are.
No,
we watched them. Hey, so much.
I want to prepare.
She wants to prepare, so she's gonna go like she did in Star Trek. She's gonna make sure she doesn't miss one question.
Okay.
But it's going to be a good match.
He's trying to throw me off, guys.
Trying to throw you off.
Bastard.
I don't got them all anyways. I got some in my head, though. But
all right. Is there anything else we wanted to cover? Or?
So that was the practice Star Trek match, right?
Yep.
The real one's coming up now.
Yep.
So I didn't lose. Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Damn it!
Who plays Spock?
Yes!
Which
Zachary
one?
Quinto and no, Leonard Nimoy!
Wrong. That's wrong, B.
And I said, and Leonard Nimoy. I will punch you in the face.
You gotta be more specific. And was it Spock Prime? Was it the Kelvin Spock?
Was it Little Boy Spock?
Yes.
I don't know Little Boy Spock.
I don't know who that was.
Huh?
I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Gotta love it.
Gotta love
All right.
It.
All right, you know, McKenzie's 1-0 now. BJ's 1-1. First loss, but yeah, the feel. You know, it's McKenzie's category.
It's McKenzie's category, so it doesn't feel that bad, but I did good.
You did great.
You did really good.
You know, I'm going to say, you guys, my Lord of the Rings one, I feel like the first 20, you already beat my Lord of the Rings score.
I know, like, after the first move when McKenzie went 10 for 10, I'm like, I'm going to lose. She's going to get 30 of them, right? And then she missed one, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but you missed the same one.
I missed the same one, yeah, so. But, yeah. So now it's on the writing screen questions.
Yeah. Sorry, B.
I'm going to be playing as I'm watching screen. Listen to audio. Damn. I'm just going to play Bittersweet Symphony over it. It's a bittersweet symphony that's live.
Yeah, but like you said, B, at least you know that you're going to be the ones, you're going to win the screen one anyway. So it's like, I need to work the questions.
That's true. I mean, I love doing, this is different, like actually writing the questions. So.
So tonight you can like write them as hard as you want to, or, you know, as easy as you want to.
No, I'm gonna have a couple softballs in there.
Heck yeah, baby! Hear that? We have a chance.
Like, who wrote Scream 3?
Carrie Fisher.
Charlie Brown.
She did some rewrites.
Carrie Fisher?
Yeah, she did some rewrites for Scream 3.
Well, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. I read about it earlier this morning. I was reading about Scream.
The winner is Steve.
Whatever.
All right, I think that's it, man. It was a fun trivia.
It was fun. Steve had some good questions.
Mining ship.
The mining ship's gonna kick my ass, man. Mining ship.
Logical.
Fucking logical.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Fucking Spock. The one thing I was like, Spock wouldn't say hope is whatever Steve's
illogical.
Said. No, he didn't say illogical. He said hope is something. I forget what that was.
I'll tell you what that wrote.
Oh no, we're going back to that quote. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It sounded like something Kirk. We both said Kirk.
We'll find hope in the impossible.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound like something he would say.
Yeah, it seems more like Kirk.
Because he's like, that sounds like something Kirk would say.
That's why it was so crazy for him to say.
Yeah. People have no questions about Winona Ryder in this movie. None!
What do you mean? She was in the first one.
Yeah, but he didn't have any questions about it.
Yeah, they killed the plane.
That wasn't about her. It's not about me.
Wait, no. How Kirk got Spock to get emotional.
Yeah, but the mother.
Yeah.
Oh, that's about Spock, though.
Spock's mother, though.
All right. Anyways, that's that.
That's a wrap, guys.
That's life. No, all right, yeah. So next Sunday we will have trivia on the Scream franchise.
Yeah, which BJ can't win.
Which I cannot compete in, which is sad. But I will be writing the questions. So.
And then we'll start back up doing another one for about the movies that we've seen that week too. Soon,
yeah,
right?
We're watching Super Mario.
Ooh, yeah.
We just watched A Good Person.
Yeah, that was good.
Which was really good. We still got to cover John Wick.
And Shazam.
Oh, yeah, we haven't covered John Wick yet.
Yeah, we got some movies to cover.
All right, so yeah, so next weekend we will have a episode on Saturday for covering some movies, and then Sunday will be our trivia episode. Which I won't be involved in. I'll be involved. That's what I won't be able to win.
Yeah.
You bastards!
No. Watch. I can predict the future. Watch. On the next time. It's gonna be Scream, okay?
Mm-hmm. No shit, the wheel's already spun.
No, I'm just saying. So, and then after that, it's gonna land on Secret Garden. We just gonna answer the trivia questions on Secret Garden.
That would suck. But I'm excited to write questions, though.
You should be excited. It's fun.
You should be excited.
Okay.
Bitch. I'm sorry, Steven! All right.
Yeah, same thing.
Watch your language, man.
Yeah, so she said the same thing. Well, if that's all. You guys got anything else?
No.
No, be lost. Right,
wow.
Yes, I did lose. If you guys didn't already know.
So I lost too last week.
Yeah. But you lost the Lord of the Rings.
I lost badly.
Yeah. So. You not really. Recap.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm B.
I'm McKenzie. I'm Stephen. Fine, I'll re-say it. I'm
B. What? Do you guys hear that? I'm B.
I'm Stephen.
I'm McKenzie.
Stephen.
Go ahead. I'm B.
I'm McKenzie. I'm McKenzie.
That's McKenzie. And that's another episode of SBS with the Mac. I don't know what to say.
Catch you later.
Catch you later. Yeah, whatever. Catch you later.
Oh, thank you.